In the studio with me, actually, I'm pretty excited about this because it's a company I've never heard of before, not even this type of company. We have a lovely lady in the studio named Chris. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are the CEO owner of a company called Capiche.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And tell us what this company is all about, because you can explain it a lot better than I can.
Sure, Leslie. What Capiche is all about is helping businesses gain a competitive advantage by working with the current employees, by helping them feel as though they can achieve their potential at work and be happier at work. And with all of that happening, they're much more productive, they're not sick as often, and they stay with the company longer.
And with Capiche, I mean, this isn't just something that's, that someone has kind of come up with. This is all scientific findings, right?
Yes, actually it is. And it's a pretty new science. It's only been being studied since about 2002. And what the researchers have found is that if you can let people feel as though they're achieving their potential at work, that, you've got tremendous benefits. So it's kind of, you think back to Who Moved My Cheese and the One-Minute Manager and all of those books that are great, but they weren't based on anything scientific. And now there have been researchers at places like Oxford University, Harvard, University of Pennsylvania, and many other prestigious places that they're really focusing in on this positive psychology and using it in organizations.
Okay, and you hear about it. I mean, I have friends that work places, and they really are unhappy. They don't like what they're doing. They don't like their job, but they feel like they're stuck there, right? Nowadays especially, it's hard to find a job.
Right.
So if you have a job, you feel thankful, and you're just going to wait it out or do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But life can be so much better if you actually enjoy it.
Yes, it can.
So if someone doesn't like their job, can you help turn them around so they do like it?
Possibly. What I'd like to do is to start with an assessment tool, and it measures the things that have been proven to help people feel happy at work.
Okay.
And the tool that I use came out of Oxford University, and it's very recently published, just last year. And what it says is that for somebody to be happy at work, they need to feel as though they're achieving their potential. And there are several things that contribute to that. And they are contribution.
Okay.
People need to feel as though the effort that they make is appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Conviction. They need to have short-term motivation no matter what. So they need to be resilient. They need to feel as though they fit in with the culture at work. They need to have a commitment. And that usually comes when you feel like you're doing something worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to have confidence in their abilities at work. And when they have that, that allows them to try new things and, to branch out and be more creative. And along with these, they need to feel a sense of trust in the organization and pride in the organization. And there needs to be recognition for what the individuals are doing within the organization. And if all of these things are working well, then that allows people to achieve their potential, and therefore they're happy. Aren't you happy when you feel like you're achieving your potential?
Yes, yes, and someone is appreciating what I'm doing, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so the assessment measures the levels of these things, and it gives a nice report. And so when I work with that person one-on-one, it just cuts out a whole lot of time up front. We can just say, hey, it looks like you fit in with this company really well, and you've got a lot of confidence, but somehow your conviction isn't there. What's going on? What's getting in the way of your short-term motivation? And it just opens the dialogue for people to start saying, well, gee, my kid is sick, and so I'm a little more concerned about things like that, and I'm not thinking about work so much, but, I've got the commitment long-term. So it gives you a place to start, and it allows the employees to work through and say, I really do like this position and I really do value these things. And these are some areas that maybe aren't working so well, so how can I turn those around?
Okay, and it's probably important then to have the higher-ups maybe come see you as well, not just the employees. Is that right? Because they have to kind of, they're the ones that are in charge of these people. So would that be something that would be good too?
Oh, definitely.
I'm trying to say that diplomatically.
If the boss isn't happy, nobody's happy, right?
That's right. Just like the wife, right?
Uh-huh, exactly. I didn't want to say that.
I said it.
So,
not Chris.
So, you know, you want to start with, first of all, you want to start with a company that really cares about its employees and wants to develop its employees, realizing that they're the most important resource that they have.
Yeah, and if your employees are happy and they like you, they're going to want to do good for you.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It makes sense to me. It makes sense. And what kind of business would, you know, benefit from this the most? Is there a certain kind of business that should look into this?
You know, I always tell people the type of business that would benefit this from this the most is the one that's open to it.
Okay.
The one that's open to developing employees and open to changing attitudes and becoming more progressive, because this has been done successfully in all types of businesses. You know, it's been used in insurance sales. It's been used in law enforcement. It's been used in high-tech engineering and just about everything in between. So it's really a factor of the people involved in it.
And even like a local business, a smaller business could benefit from this?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, lots of times small businesses will say, hey, you know, this is a tough economy. We're just trying to pay our bills, pay our vendors, make sure payroll is met. I don't have the luxury of making sure my employees are happy.
Okay. And so if an employer is listening to this, I mean, is it more beneficial to work on the employees they have as opposed to hiring new employees?
Absolutely. You know, it costs money to hire employees and train employees. And, you know, if you really want to make an impact, you take the people you have and you invest in them. And they realize that, you know, and it makes it for a stronger organization.
And this being a scientific thing you're doing, there must be some kind of a format or model that you're following, right? Is there some kind of a thing that you're following to help these people out?
Yes, and it's what I talked about earlier, and it's called the Performance Happiness Model, and it was developed at Oxford, and at this point, it's been used on over 9,000 people throughout the world.
Okay.
Although most of them have been in the U.S. and the U.K., but it has been used all across the world. And, you know, some of the outcomes that they have been measuring are just incredible. That if you look at the happiest employees versus the least happy in an organization, the happiest take 10 times less sick leave.
That makes sense. Because let's face it, a lot of times people take sick leave, they're not really sick.
Right.
Right?
Because they're not engaged, they're not motivated to go to work, they don't care.
They need a break. Know? Right.
You know, they don't have the conviction, the commitment, the confidence, and so on. Or they might not have the trust or the pride in the organization. So they're like, so what, I'll just be sick again.
Okay, what other differences does it make when they're happy?
Oh, gosh. The people that are happiest at work are twice as productive. So in a sense, you could double your workforce. By just making the least happy people happier. And I say by making them happier, you can't make them happier. It's really, you know, the employee needs to work on it himself.
Okay.
You know, but you can give them the tools to do that. You can give them the forum to do that.
Okay. And so if a company is listening and they are interested in this, what do they need to do and what exactly is going to happen? They call you, obviously. And then what do you do? You make assessments or you meet with all the employees? How does it work?
Well, what I'd like to do is to meet, you know, with the top management and get a sense for the company and what kind of issues they feel as though they're facing. And then ask them how they would like to approach this. I can work with individuals. I can work with work groups or teams. We can look at departments, we can look at a whole organization, and we can break it into different functions like marketing, sales, human resources, design, production, so on. And then I have the people take this online assessment.
Okay.
And then I get results, and I get results for the individuals, and I also get results for the teams or however the organization wanted to group them. And then what I would do is meet with the management again and say, look, you know, here's the team report or here's the department report, and it shows that your group is high in this area but could use some work in that area. And I would recommend that we, you know, we work one-on-one with people but also put together some workshops. And the workshops are great because they bring the team together and they give them a common language to use. So, for example, I did one recently on feedback, giving constructive feedback and on communication.
Okay.
And the company that I worked for has said that not only has their communication improved, but they all are coming from it or coming at it from a common place, that they've all been through it together, and it's really helped them form as a team better
mm-hmm.
and help them support one another, you know, as they are giving feedback or trying to communicate things.
And your job, you truly spend more time with the people you work with and at your workplace than you do with your spouse or with your family. It's very important that you're happy. And I think most people, well, I don't know most, but a lot of people are not happy in their job. And that's really sad.
It is really sad. And it really doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really interesting to me that research out of UC Davis has shown that 50% of your happiness is genetic.
Okay.
So, okay, so that's 50%. You just hope you have good genes, right?
Yeah.
And 10% is based on environmental things, you know, like what kind of job you have, what kind of car, how rich you are, you know, so on and so forth. That's only 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So there's 40% that you actually have control over.
You choose.
You choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every day you get up and you choose how you want to approach the day.
And it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it really does, because I think there are so many people that focus on the bad, and there's mm-hmm. so much good. In everyone's mm-hmm. life, there's a lot of good.
Yeah, so let me just give you one exercise that people could do at home
okay.
to help them become happier. And it's called the What Went Well exercise. And it's based on this thing called the Tetris effect, where there were a group of students at Harvard who were told they have to play this video game Tetris for 2 hours a day.
Okay.
You know, the game where the things drop down and you have to arrange them and
right.
shapes. Well, after a couple of days, the students said everywhere they looked on the landscape and in rooms, they were trying to reorganize things to look like the Tetris game. And so the point is that the way you look at things constantly is the way you look at things.
Okay.
And if you are always looking at things negatively, then that's how you will see things. But if you go throughout the day and you try and think of three things during a day that went well, then you start looking for things that are going well and being more aware of the good things. And, you know, what I do and I suggest to my clients to do is every evening to sit and just write down three things that have gone well and why.
And it could be little things, right?
Oh, anything. It could be that the supermarket just got your favorite brand of ice cream again.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's a good thing.
It doesn't have to be work-related.
Right.
It could be anything at all.
Well, it seems like anyone could benefit from that, right? Whether you work or you're a stay-at-home mom or you're a kid or a student, whatever.
Oh, sure.
That's a good thing that's going to make a difference in a lot of people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good exercise.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, families like to do that together, too,
mm-hmm.
you know, to sit down separately but then to share, you know, at mealtime or at another time that's convenient.
You're listening to Open for Business on KCMX News Talk AM 880, and our guest today is Chris Cook, who is the president and CEO of Capiche. Now, this is a newer business, obviously. How did you get into doing this? Because this is unusual. I think it's very neat, but it's unusual.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's unusual here.
Okay.
I'm the only person in the Northwest who has been accredited by the Eye Openers Institute for People and Performance.
Okay.
And they're out of Oxford, England. And I have studied with the CEO and have gone through all of the training and the accreditation. But I really got into this. I was taking some classes for a master's degree recently and found out about positive psychology and just really was fascinated by it. And it just, you know, I couldn't get enough of it. Mm-hmm. And I kept reading more and more and more, and it drove me to this happiness performance model and saying, you know, this is what I really want to do. This really aligns with my personal values, and I think it's time now for businesses to be happier places and to use the happiness to be more competitive.
I think that's great. And I think the world today, I mean, even from when I was a kid, the world today is everything is based on negativity, whether it's music, TV shows, movies, everything is based on negative stuff. And it really has changed people's outlook. It's sad. And when you have the chance to do something positive, then, gosh, everyone needs to take advantage of that. And you said, I mean, to me, the biggest thing is that a person who's happy in their job performs twice as much work. I mean, mm-hmm. if I was a employer, I would think, my gosh, I'm going to get twice for the amount of money I'm spending. I'm going to get twice as much done. Right. And it would be worth it right there just to contact you.
Yeah, and, you know, Leslie, what I would like to do is invite people to send me an email if they're interested in getting a free team report.
Okay.
And I will give a free team report and an assessment, a one-hour assessment, to the first person who emails me. And my email address is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at Capiche, C-A-P-I-C-H-E, .U-S.
Okay.
And I will talk with you ahead of time, but what I would like to do is have you give me a group between 9 and 19 employees, and we can do a team report and see, you know, if your organization could benefit from this sort of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, how could it not, right?
Well, so. Yeah, I mean, there are some very, very happy organizations, I know.
Yeah, well, the happiest place on earth down in Anaheim, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
They might not be calling you, but... No, I think that's cool. So the first person to email Chris, it's Chris at Capiche.us. So C-H-R-I-S at Capiche, C-A-P-I-C-H-E dot U-S. And you're going to give a free assessment?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, that's awesome. So do that now. And, you know, could make a huge difference in your workplace.
Yeah, you'll see where your team falls as far as their contribution, their conviction, the culture, the commitment, the confidence, and how they feel is about your organization, what kind of pride and trust they have in your organization, and how much recognition they feel like they're getting. So it'll give you a really good snapshot of where you are right now.
Okay. All right. So Capiche is, now to get a hold of you, obviously you would call or email. Do you have a location that someone comes into? Like if you are meeting with a business, so you would go to them or do they come to you?
I like to go to their place.
Okay.
You can tell a lot about somebody by their offices and their facilities.
Okay. And I'm just looking at some of the questions that you've given me because this is very intriguing to me. This whole business, the fact that it's the only one in the Northwest, that it, you know, other areas, and I know other countries, you hear other countries, they do other things for their employees to make them happier, and in the U.S., you don't hear so much about that. This is kind of an option for people, but did you talk about the elements that are necessary for someone to achieve his or her potential? Did you already talk about that? But do it again, because I...
Yeah, that's the whole the contribution, conviction, okay, and so on.
Okay.
And maybe what I should do, Leslie, is just define what happiness at work is.
Maybe. Because people are probably so immune to it, they don't know.
Yeah. And, you know, you think happy, and of course everybody immediately thinks of smiley faces.
Mm-hmm. And you're having cupcakes every day at work,
right,
which is not really possible everywhere.
That would be really nice. But, mm-hmm, but you know, really from the scientific standpoint and from all the research and from where I'm coming from, mm-hmm, I define happiness at work as a mindset which enables action to maximize performance and achieve potential.
Okay.
And happiness at work really drives engaged behaviors.
And it's kind of catching, isn't it? So if there's a lot of people at work that are happy,
mm-hmm,
more people will be happy.
Sure. When, right, you think about, you know, would you rather go to a place where people are motivated and upbeat, or would you rather go to a place where they're just, you know, depressed and there's low morale and, mm-hmm, they're not there very often, but when they do show up, they don't do anything. You know, I think we both probably been in situations on each side of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
And which side did you like better?
The happy side, of course. Mm-hmm. And an employer, you know, I think a lot of times they may have a group of people that they're overseeing and they don't understand why they're not happy and they don't know how to get them out of that rut. And it would be hard, especially if you have a larger group of people. And by large, it could be 6, 7, 8, or 50. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, what do you do? That's sort of overwhelming to an employer. If you like your employees, you know, and you want to try to turn things around, then they don't have to do it. They can have you do it. Because, you know, you have all the scientific stuff to get that done.
Right. You know, I can help them see where they can improve.
Okay.
And I can also help them see where they're doing well and help them see if they could do well even better. You know, are there ways that their culture can be infused even more deeply? You know, that people love their culture.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it sounds like it's something that a lot of people should consider for sure. Capiche is local. Chris Cook would love to help you. How can someone get a hold of you if they're interested in what you're offering?
Well, the best way is to email me.
Okay.
But they can also go to my website, and there's a contact button on my website. And I would love for people to go to my website and sign up for my blogs.
Okay.
I blog regularly on happiness. The website is www.capiche.us.
Okay, CAPICHE.US. So have you found that you are a happier person since doing this, or have you always been a happy person?
I am absolutely happier, although I've always been pretty happy.
Yeah. You must have that genetic part, too.
I do. I'm really lucky about that.
Me, too. I feel that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, it's contagious. Mm-hmm. It's infectious. Mm-hmm. And when you can help other people become happier, well, it just makes you feel good, too. And you know you're doing a good thing.
Yeah. And I wish that the world would do this. Mm-hmm. Really. Think mm-hmm. of how much it could just be a better place. We all need a little more happiness in our lives, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, capiche.us, CAPICH.US, or can I give your phone number? Did you
sure.
already give it? 601-0114. You can contact Chris about making your workplace happier. And just, it's as simple as that, although it is scientific. It isn't just like she decided she wants to make people happy. She's got some stuff to fall back on.
Right. I have a lot of tools, and I have a lot of experience in this. So,
yeah,
I welcome the opportunity to work with anybody out there.
Excellent. Chris, thank you so much. It was very nice meeting you.
You too, Leslie. Thank you.
You're welcome. We wish you success. Capiche. Give them a call. I love the name. Capiche.us. You can contact Chris and get a happier workplace.